This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The presidential candidates have less than 40 days to make their case to the American people. They've been campaigning relentlessly and are preparing for the race's first debate next week. They've also blanketed the airwaves with ads, and that's where we're going to focus right now. Both campaigns released new TV ads this week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports these ads share some common themes and allow the candidates to speak directly to their audience.
The Romney ad appears to be the candidate's response to the infamous 47% fundraising video in which Romney is captured by a hidden camera saying those who don't pay income taxes are victims and dependent on the government. In the response ad, Romney is sitting in a room wearing a checked shirt.
We shouldn't measure compassion by how many people are on welfare. We should measure compassion by how many people are able to get off welfare and get a good-paying job.
The Obama campaign has been running its own take on the 47% remarks. Its ad, airing in battleground states, uses the audio of Romney's remarks under black and white pictures of moms with children, aging veterans, and factory workers.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled.
University of Virginia political science professor Paul Friedman calls the ad outstanding.
You can hear the clink of the silverware of the china while Romney makes his comments. And this ad juxtaposes those sounds against really crisp, close-up images of Americans, Americans who are presumably part of this 47%. It is very well done and very effective.
In a two-minute ad the Obama campaign released this week, the president, sitting in his chief of staff's office, delivers what is essentially a condensed version of his stump speech.
It's time for a new economic patriotism, rooted in the belief that growing our economy begins with a strong, thriving middle class.
In this ad, as in the Romney spot, the candidates are talking directly to the camera. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, a fellow at the University of Texas, says both candidates are trying to make a connection.
The eyes are the windows of the soul, and that it's really a way of focusing in on the personal relationship that the candidate wants to forge with that voter.
She says it's a connection that's particularly important for Romney to make in the wake of the damage done by the 47% video.
This is why we see Romney really struggling to make that eye contact, literally, with the voter and saying, those comments, they were taken out of context. I really do care for you. Look at me. Look at the man. Look at Romney.
And while the Romney ad and the longer Obama spot each have the feel of candidates making their closing arguments to voters, with over a month till Election Day, it's certain there'll be many more spots to come from both campaigns. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.